Welcome back. It is 6:39, and as I promised you, this may not be the most interesting segment we've ever done, but it does have some value. So I thought we would do it. I almost tossed it in the trash. I thought, I don't know if I want to do this.
Well, there's a stunt.
Isn't that a great? Yeah, that's a great promo for you.
Yeah.
Management of expectations.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The following segment will suck. Don't listen. 7 ways to keep your luggage from getting lost, stolen, or damaged. You've had the story about the TSA agent tossing your luggage and wrecking it.
But you know what? It's been so long since I've checked my luggage. I try and carry on every possible thing that I can.
Yeah. Yeah, I do too.
You carry on your main suitcase?
Listen, if you pack well, I can pack for an entire weekend, a long weekend, in that backpack that I have.
Yeah, I can pack in my backpack too.
Including my shaving kit. I mean, I can cram everything in there and be good to go.
You're going to be wrinkled all weekend, but other than that.
Have you ever heard of this thing called an iron?
No.
You know, when you get to where you're going, you whip out the iron, bada boom, bada bing, you look sharp. Well, maybe not you, but you can do very, very well. It's amazing how much you can pack when you take everything you've got and roll it really tight and just jam it down in the bag.
Uh-huh.
All right, so here we go. 7 ways to keep from losing your luggage. See if you agree. Get a 4-wheel bag. If your bag has wheels, workers may not be as likely to throw it. I don't know. No, I've seen these guys. You've watched them as they're loading the plane. They're just chucking it. They don't care if it's got wheels. They don't care if what's it?
Chucking it. I had a friend who was an aviation guy.
Yeah.
Worked summers at the airport in Keene, New Hampshire. And that's what it's called, chucking a plane.
Oh,
it is the act of loading or unloading a plane.
All right. Well, then there it is. They also say make sure it's sturdy and will hold up underneath harsh treatment. Right.
Get one of those American Touristers where the gorillas used to throw them around in the
commercials.
Wasn't
that Samsonite?
Was it Samsonite?
I think it was Samsonite.
All right. Well, get the one that the gorillas used to throw around in the TV commercials.
Those were great commercials.
Oh, they were awesome.
They take your luggage and put it on the baggage carousel, and you think that it's going to go on the plane, and there's a gorilla waiting on the other side of the wall.
Don't check into your flight too early. Now, this actually, pay attention. This may not, they may not be ready to take luggage yet, and your bag could get lost in the shuffle. Now, that seems to have a little bit of sense to it. Timing is very delicate. You don't want to get there too early. But you don't want to get there late. Oh, that's worse. Don't do curbside check-in. This adds another layer to the process, and it means there are more ways for your bag to get lost. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And at curbside check-in, I've seen the attitude of people that check in like 3 or 4 bags curbside and don't tip.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the look on the bag is like, hey, Charlie.
These are going to Charleston.
Yeah. This one needs to go to Taipei. What do you think? Yeah, I think you're right. Buy traveler's insurance. Now, this is the one thing that I think I'm going to disagree with. Buy traveler's insurance. Most airlines have a coverage limit of about $3,400 for loss, delay, or damage, and they may not cover things like electronics and jewelry. Okay. How much is traveler's insurance?
I have no idea. I never buy it.
I know that there used to be little kiosks in an airport where you could buy term life insurance for the trip.
In case the plane crashed.
Yeah, like $200,000 or $300,000 worth of coverage that covered the plane trip.
That's ridiculous.
Can you imagine having that conversation? You and your wife are getting ready to go somewhere, and you walk up to the kiosk. Hey, baby, let's get you some life insurance. Why? Well, what do you mean?
Because if there's only one parachute, it's mine, baby.
Yeah, it's like if the plane crashes while you're going to...
Well, it's sort of like buying a lottery ticket, isn't it?
Oh.
Well, sort of.
Well, yeah, actually, it kind of is. They say get a bag with anti-theft technology. There are tracking devices that give you your bag's location, and some bags are made without zippers, so they're harder to break into and more fun for the TSA to start rummaging in.
I had heard a story about this from train travel.
Mm-hmm.
A guy left his luggage on the train.
Yeah.
He was at the customer service desk in Washington, D.C. ahead of me. And he says, I can see on my computer, because my phone is in my bag, I can see
Good
that
point.
It's going down the line.
Yeah.
Can you guys please have someone at the next
no.
station? Yeah. No, sorry, we don't do that. That's unmanned. They're closed already. That's whatever.
You know, you're asking me to do something that is actually common sense, and I don't
and
feel like it.
And he's saying, like, once the phone battery wears out, then we won't be able to find my bag.
Yeah, I'm sorry, sir. I just – see, the problem is it's your bag. You care. It's my job. I don't care. So, no, that's not going to happen. And this is the one we just talked about. Just use a carry-on. If they make you check it at the gate, remove anything valuable before you hand it over. And do what with it? If you're going to take stuff out
stuff
of your carry-on.
Stuff it down your pants, sir.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, what are you going to
do? So you're going to be that person who takes up the whole oversized overhead compartment with your huge bag that you're supposed to be checking.
No, I've here's the thing. I have traveled, and one carry-on, one of those wheeled carry-on things will fit nicely in the overhead bin. It doesn't take up all that much room. If it's if it fits, it sits. You just put it up there, and you're good. And then a backpack can fit underneath the seat and in front of you. It works well. It's amazing how much you can cram,
especially if you get there first.
Well, now that's interesting. Here's another little hint that I've learned. Okay. When you go online and you're buying your tickets, some airlines will give you the option to pay a little bit extra, like $10, and you get to be the zone one. And that's the, you know, after they call first class and the upper crust traveling, you know, the special members of their club and everything. Zone one is the first group of people that board the plane after the snobs. You know, after the people that paid way too much. That means you get to where you are. There's not a lot of people. You can put your bag up there, get situated, and you got room.
I've never understood why first class gets seated first. Because A, they've got to sit and wait on the plane for the thing to take off. And B, everybody is walking by them, hitting them in the head with their carry-on bags as they walk by.
Sure.
They will tell you that the value of being seen by all the other passengers as, hey,
oh, come
I'm
on,
in first
really?
Class is priceless.
I believe it is so that you can see and be seen. You spend a lot more money for that ticket so that as people walk by you, you can give them that look of, you are a member of the unwashed. Look at me. I'm already sipping champagne. We haven't even taken off yet. Obviously, I'm better than you.
Okay.
Don't you think?
As you're being hit in the head with somebody's travel bag, I don't think that's worth it to me.
I'm sort of a big deal on this flight.
I don't know if you know this or not. See, also, but it gives
us... If the plane
us,
goes down, you're going to die too. It doesn't matter.
I personally,
in fact, you're going to hit first.
I personally just look at it as a opportunity to crop dust as you're walking through the front part of the cabin. Let's end this... You know what I'm talking about, right?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
All right, when we come back, how about we give some, general, just weird information about your Monday. 5 random facts for Monday when we return. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News.
I like sports. I like professional football. I like to get, wow. I like to get to the stadium. I like to get to the stadium to see the games live, you know? And I paint my chest before I leave the house. But I don't have that many friends, you know, so I usually just do punctuation and, like, tack on a group already in progress. But sometimes it works out kind of weird because we ended up on TV one time and it said, Jets?
Severe weather updates on WSAU.com. And on air at AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.